When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Hello, folks. We're into the Follies. First, though, folks, we'll pause for a mo. No, no, folks, you'll still get your jollies. It's just I got a problem that I think you should know. See, I've been very perturbed of late, very upset, very betwixt and between. The things that I want, I don't seem to get. The things that I get, you know what I mean. Margie, Margie, she says she really loves me.
I love you.
She says she really cares.
I care, I care.
She says that I'm her hero.
My hero.
She says I'm perfect, she swears.
You're perfect, goddammit.
She says that if we parted,
she says
that she'll be sick.
Yeah.
She says she's mine forever.
Forever.
She says I gotta get out of here quick. I've got those. God, why don't you love me? Oh, you do. I'll see you later. Blue. That long as you ignore me, you're the only thing that matters. Feeling that if I'm good enough for you, you're not good enough. And thank you for the present, but what's wrong with it stuff? Well, don't come any closer, cause you know how much I love you. Feeling. Those tell me that you love me. Oh, you did. I gotta run now. Blue. Sally? Sally? She says she loves another.
Another.
She says a fella she prefers.
Prefers.
She says that he's her idol. She says ideal she avers.
You deal. Aver.
She says that anybody.
Buddy.
She says would suit her more than I.
I.
She says that I'm a washout.
Washout.
She says I love her so much I could die. I've got those. Whisper how I'm better than I think, but what do you know, Blue? That's why do you keep telling me I stink when I adore you, feeling? That say I'm all the world to you, you're out of your mind. I know there's someone else and I could kiss your behind. Well, you say I'm terrific, but your taste was always rotten, feeling. Those go away, I need you. Come to me, I'll kill you. Darling, I'll do anything to keep you with me till you tell me that you love me. Oh, you did not mean it, will you? Love.
And thank you for the present. But what's wrong with it stuff? Well, the present on April 23rd, 1972, was a Tony Award, the 26th Tony Awards that were given out at the Broadway Theater that year. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only signature, one-of-a-kind, individual NPR station, emanating out of Southampton northward to southern Connecticut and westward up the Long Island Expressway. Well, on that day, you might have driven the Long Island Expressway into Midtown to see the 26th Tony Awards. And that was Gene Nelson we heard leading off with Stephen Sondheim's wonderful The God, Why Don't You Love Me? Oh, You Do, I'll See You Later blues from Follies, which had scored a record 11 nominations that year. And this was a very, I would say, not the oddest Tonys ever, because they're always odd in their own wonderful way, but certainly the most transitory. This is the year, I would say, where Broadway was really pivoting from the old Tin Pan Alley tradition and embracing rock and doing some other things in an interesting way. Let us go through the list. We won't have all the nominees or all the winners even. It was a very strange year in that way too. Our list of recordings is somewhat porous. We have some important gaps, but we'll cover that. Linda Hopkins won the Tony Award for Best Featured Actress in a Musical. She was in a show called, or Best Performance, technically it was called Best Performance by a Featured Actress in a Musical. She was in a show called Inner City, which was a kind of review about images and thoughts and ideas from the inner city in New York. And among her competitors were Adrienne Barbeau as Rizzo from Grease and Bernadette Peters in a revival of On the Town, which sadly we have no recording of. But we do have a recording of Linda Hopkins in her Tony Award winning performance singing It's My Belief.
Along the way, it's my belief.
Well, you may wonder who the nominees were for Best Performance by a Featured Actor in a Musical. And we heard one of them, Gene Nelson, at the top of the show. But the winner we don't have a recording of. That was Larry Blyden as Hysterium in A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. We'll talk a little more about that later. But let us hop over to Best Performance by a Leading Actor in a Show. And Two Gentlemen of Verona was nominated for 9 Tonys. And it was a star-making vehicle for a number of actors. 3 out of the 4 leads were nominated for Tonys. Here is Raul Julia in a career-making performance as Proteus in Two Gentlemen of Verona, nominee for Best Performance by a Leading Actor.
I'm sorry, Danny. Just because you give me your ring doesn't mean we're going to go all the way. I think maybe we better just forget about it. Goodbye, Danny.
Hey, Sandy! Where are you going? You just can't walk out of a drive-in!
I'm all alone at the drive-in movie. It's a feeling that ain't too groovy. Watching werewolves without you. Beer in the back seat, all alone, just ain't too neat. At the Passion Pit, wanting you. And the clock's hands. And while he's eating everything sold at the stand, when there's 1 minute to go till the lights go down low, I'll be holding the speaker knobs, missing you so. Can't believe it. Unsteamed windows, I can see through. Might as well be in an igloo. 'Cause the heater doesn't work as good as you.
Well, you might recognize the very manly tones of Barry Bostwick. He was nominated for the role of Danny Zuko in Grease, a new 1950s rock and roll musical. And that led to him becoming one of Broadway's most charming stars in the 70s and into the 80s as a nominee. And we will also transition into Best Leading Actress for a Tony Award by sharing a duet with Clifton Davis, who was also nominated for Leading Actor, and Janelle Allen, who was nominated for Leading Actress for Two Gentlemen of Verona. Here is their night letter.
We have day rates and night rates. The day rates are more expensive. However...
Night letter, so divine. Night letter, come be mine. Nothing better than a hot night letter. A night letter, whoa, whoa, so cool. A night letter, hear me drool. Nothing wetter than a hot night letter. Did you remember to lick the stamp? Night letter, did you remember to slap the fly? Night letter, did you remember you have to say S-W-A-T? Night letter, mail it early. And night letter, above the rush, hope you get up. And night letter, oh my father, would enforce me to marry a vain and foolish suitor of fabulous great wealth. To stuff the coffers of his government, and to help pay for the vain and foolish war my father uses for his own ends. Help me,
Valentine.
Oh, Valentine, help me. The marriage is tomorrow, and I have to be saved tonight. Could you save me tonight at night?
I could save you tomorrow at night.
That's too late to escape my fate. Tomorrow noon is my wedding day. Come save me, I wanna be buried far away. Come save me when that groom comes to look for me. I did not have to be.
Then I could save you tonight at eight.
Oh, yes, a very, 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 very high tower.
Let me think. It's a high tower, and you got to be saved by the night at eight. Let me think.
Think, baby. Think, baby.
I got to think.
Think,
oh,
baby.
Yeah.
Think, baby.
I got to get my thoughts
think, baby.
Together.
Think, baby.
Got together.
Ooh,
oh,
think, baby.
Tonight.
Why don't you go?
I think I got it.
Think,
I think I got it. Yes, I know I got it. Talk about it. Night letter. Good and strong.
I think I got it.
Night letter.
yes. Say yes. Life keeps happening every day. Say yes. When opportunities come your way, you can't start wondering what to say. You never win if you never play. Say yes. There's mink and marigold right outside, and long white Cadillacs you can ride. But there's nothing gained when there's nothing tried. Say yes. Don't say why. Say why not. What lies beyond what is not. So what? Say yes. Yes. Yes, I can. Yes, I will. Yes, I'll take a sip. Yes, I'll touch. Yes, of course. Yes, why not? Yes, I'll happily. Thank you very much. Yes. Come on, say yes.
Yes.
Say yes.
Yes.
There's lots of chaff, but there's lots of wheat. Say yes.
Yes.
You might get mugged as you walk the street, but on the other hand you might greet that handsome stranger you've longed to meet. Say yes.
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 Don't say why.
Don't say why.
Say why not.
Say why not.
What lies beyond what is. Not,
is not.
So what?
So what? Say yes. Yes. Yes, I'll walk. Yes, I'll look. Yes, I'd love to do such and such. Yes, I'll fly. Yes, I'll dare.
That was Broadway and film vet Mildred Natwick, a nominee for leading actress in a musical from 70 Girls 70, a Kander and Ebb show about older folks who plot a burglary that wasn't a big hit, but she gave a wonderful performance. We need to segue, though, for leading actresses in a musical to Follies, Stephen Sondheim and James Goldman's Follies. And you had two rip-roaring turns, first by Dorothy Collins as Sally Durant Plummer, and then the winner, Alexis Smith. But let us hear this titanic performance by Dorothy Collins, a nominee for Best Leading Actress in a Musical.
The sun comes up I think about you. The coffee cup, I think about you. I want you so. It's like I'm losing my mind. The morning ends, I think about you. I talk to friends, I think about you. And do they know? It's like I'm losing my mind. All afternoon, doing every little chore, the thought of you stays bright. Sometimes I stand in the middle of the floor, not going left, not going right. I dim the lights and think about you. Spend sleepless nights to think about you. You said you loved me, or were you just being kind? All afternoon, doing every little chore, the thought of you stays bright. Sometimes I stand in the middle of the floor, not going left, not going right. About you, spend sleepless nights to think about you. You said you loved me, or were you just being kind?
Away with a quick goodbye. How do you wipe tears away when your eyes are dry? Sweetheart, lover, could I recover? Give up the joys I have known, not to fetch your pills again every day at 5, not to give those dinners for 10 elderly men from the UN. How could I survive? Could I leave you and your shelves of the world's best books and the evenings of martyred looks, cryptic sighs, sullen glares from those injured eyes? Leave the quips with a sting, jokes with a sneer, passionless lovemaking once a year. Leave the lies ill-concealed and the wounds never healed and the games not worth winning. And wait, I'm just beginning. What, leave you, how could I leave you? What would I do on my own? Putting thoughts of you aside in the south of France, would I think of suicide? Darling, shall we dance? Could I live through the pain on a terrace in Spain? Would it pass
it would pass. Could I bury my rage with a boy half your age in the grass? Bet your ass. But I've done that already. Or didn't you know, love? Tell me, how could I leave when I left long ago? Love, could I leave you? No, the point is, could you leave me? Well, I guess you could leave me the house, leave me the flat, leave me the Brocks and Chagalls and all that. You could leave me the stocks for sentiment's sake, and 90% of the money you make, and the rugs and the cooks. Darling, you keep the drugs, Angel, you keep the books. Honey, I'll take the grand. Sugar, you keep the spinach and all of our friends. And just wait a goddamn minute. What, leave you? Leave you? How could I leave you? Sweetheart, I have to confess. Could I leave you? Yes. Will I leave you? Will I leave you? Guess.
That was Alexis Smith as Phyllis Stone in Sondheim's Follies. It's hard to imagine at this distance what a huge break she had. She was a movie star in the 40s into the 50s. She did some television, always elegant, always glamorous, but she revealed such astonishing stage chops in Follies that she remade her career. She did a couple of things after that. She did another musical or two, which didn't do well, but she certainly took the town by storm and made the cover of Newsweek magazine as the winner of Best Performance by a Leading Actress in a Musical. Well, you may have wondered who the leading actor in a musical for the 1972 Tonys was, and it was Phil Silvers. Yeah, Phil Silvers, who'd already won a Tony for Top Banana, came back in a revival that was pretty much under the radar. It started in Los Angeles, and it was produced by Larry Blyden, who won for Best Supporting Actor in a Musical. And the star turn of Hysterium, I mean, the star turn of Pseudolus in Forum, it's really kind of extraordinary in Tony history. Whoever has played it has won the Tony. Zero Mostel first, then Phil Silvers, and then Nathan Lane in a revival much later in the 90s. We don't have a recording of this show. I don't know why. Silvers got sick during the run. He had a stroke, and that curtailed the run. Maybe that was part of it. Who knows? A great loss. So I'm going to throw in a number from the film soundtrack of Forum from, I think, 67, that has him playing another character, Marcus Lycus. But I don't know. At least you get to hear Phil Silvers sing something from A Funny Thing Happened on the way to the Forum. Here it is.
I to be a virgin. How is she?
A maid.
A maid.
A maid.
A maid.
Everybody ought to have a maid. Someone who's efficient and reliable, obedient and pliable, a quail and a mouse. Oh, oh, wouldn't she be so nimble, fiddling with her thimble, mending her gown. Oh, oh, wouldn't she be delightful,
cleaning up,
leaning down.
Everybody ought to have a maid. Someone who'll be busy as a bumblebee, and even if you grumble, be as graceful as a grouse.
Wriggling in the ante room,
jiggling in the living room,
giggling in the dining room,
wiggling in the other rooms,
party all around.
Tell me the virgin, how is she? I want tell me the virgin, I want to know how she.
How is the virgin?
Phil Silvers making a little cameo nod to his Tony-winning performance in A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. Well, we're looking at the 1972 Tonys here on Broadway to Main Street. And as I said earlier in the broadcast, it was very transitional. You had a number of old school shows, Follies, which was a new school show, but it was about the old school, as it were, the Grease, a 50s musical, and the real I would say that when the rock musical really dug its heels in and said it is here to stay on Broadway. So here was a show that wasn't nominated for a ton of Tonys, but certainly had an incredibly long shadow. That is the Broadway production of Jesus Christ Superstar. And here is Ben Vereen leading the title number.
Every time I look at you, I don't understand why you let things you did get so out of hand. You'd have managed better if you had a plan. Why'd you do such backward time in such a strange land? If you come today, you would have reached the whole nation. Israel or BC had no mass communication.
Don't get me wrong.
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 Jesus Christ.
That was from Greece, one of the four nominees for Best Musical of 1972. The other one was Ain't Supposed to Die a Natural Death, a big Melvin Van Peebles show, which doesn't really have a cast album, but was definitely, again, another voice from another room from up in Harlem, a sense of what the inner city was singing and talking about in New York in the early 1970s. Well, we come to the finish line, and the show that I said was nominated for 11 awards was Follies, one of the great shows in Broadway history, and it certainly established Sondheim and Hal Prince, the director and producer, after their big hit the previous year, Company. So here is a number with the four leads. John McMartin, Gene Nelson, Alexis Smith, and Dorothy Collins, the last three of whom were also nominated. Waiting for the Girls Upstairs.
Way up there, what do you say up there? I see it all. It's like a movie in my head that plays and plays. It isn't just the bad things I remember. The whole damn show. Waiting around for the girls upstairs after the curtain came down. Money in my pocket to spend. Honey, could you maybe get a friend for my friend?
Hearing the sound of the girls above, dressing to go on the town.
Clicking heels on steel and cement,
picking up the giggles floating down through the vent.
Goddamnedest hours that I ever spent. We're waiting for the girls upstairs.
Hey, up there,
way up there,
what do you say up there?
That's where the keys hung, and that's where you picked up your mail.
I remember, me and Ben, me and Ben, we come around at 10. Me and Ben, and hang around the wings, watching things with, what the hell was his name? You know, the old guy, Max, I remember. Anyway, there we'd stay until the curtain fell. And when the curtain fell, then all hell broke. Girls on the run and scenery flying, doors slamming left and right.
Girls in their undies blushing but trying not to duck out of sight.
Girls by the hundreds waiting and crying, see you tomorrow night. Girls looking frazzled and girls looking great. Girls in a frenzy to get to a date. Girls like a madhouse and two of them late. And who had to wait and wait and wait and
waiting around for the boys downstairs, stalling as long as we dare. Which dress from my wardrobe of two? One of them was borrowed and the other was blue.
Holding our ground for the boys below, fussing around with our hair,
giggling, wriggling out of our tights,
chattering and clattering down all of those flights.
God, I'd forgotten there ever were nights
of waiting for the boys downstairs.
up there.
Now leave a minute.
Up there.
Just keep your shirts on.
Go up there.
Heard you the first time.
Look, are you coming or aren't you coming?
Will
you
look,
if we're going, we've come to get ready.
Because
look, they won't hold us a table that
comes
by.
All right. Huh?
Girls.
Ben.
Sally.
Boy, we're beat.
You look neat.
We saw you in the wings.
How are things?
And someone passed you in.
Slipped a fin to what the hell is his name? You know the doorman?
No.
No.
Big.
Fat.
Young.
Tall.
Hairy.
Yeah.
Okie dokes.
Come on, folks.
And where are we gonna go?
A little joint I know.
What?
Renew show there.
Hey, I thought you said tonight be Tony.
This joint is just as grand.
We girls got dressed for dancing at Tony's.
This joint is in demand.
Ta-ta, the boy, you'll buy us at Tony's.
Wait till you hear the band.
Upstairs, weren't we chuckleheads then? Very young and very old hat. Everybody has to go through stages like that. Waiting around for the girls upstairs. Thank you, but never again. Life was fun, but oh so intense. Everything was possible and nothing made sense. Back there when one of the major events
was waiting for the girls,
waiting for the girls,
waiting for the girls
upstairs.
Well, this is Larry Maslon. We are in anticipation of next week's show, which is a 2022 Tonys. So we're looking backwards 50 years to see what was going on in 1972. A very, very interesting, complex mix of shows. Ethel Merman won a special Tony that year. So did Richard Rodgers. And of course, if you look backwards through the frame of legacy and history, you would have to say, of course, that Follies won for Best Musical. It's been revived twice in London, I think twice in New York, once additionally in a concert version, which was very successful. But no, it didn't. The winner was Two Gentlemen of Verona with a book and score by Mel Shapiro, John Guare, and Galt McDermott, who had succeeded so well with Hair a few seasons back. And this was totally a project of Joe Papp and the New York Shakespeare Festival. They did it at the Delacorte in the summer and moved it themselves to Broadway. And for some reason, even though the cast album has long been out of print, two disc set from ABC Records, came out on CD a few years ago, it won the Tony. And John Guare himself said, I'm so surprised, because he won the book for a musical. He said, because I invested in Follies. At any rate, here is the title number from the winner of the 1972 Tony for Best Musical.
If I were a young man, I wouldn't be pregnant.
In
if
Verona,
I were a young man, I wouldn't be pregnant.
I think, madame, that you should tell him, write a letter made of vellum. Tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him, write it down.
Dear Proteus, I hate your father, but you know you'll be a father. No, I think I'd rather tell him personally.
Certainly, but he's in the lawn.
Well,
in the lawn, we can't go in the lawn.
There's going to be a
man, not a young man, so I never can travel. It's not safe for girls to go off. Men can show off, girls can't go off.
Throw off all the fears you have, we'll dress like men.
I see. Yeah. Cuanto, cuanto me gusta. The hens become a rooster.
And a booster on your pilgrimage to love.
Scarecrow, he's dressed like a young man.
Somehow
lucky that Scarecrow, he's dressed like a young man.
From the
take the clothes right off that Scarecrow. Dame, dame la camisa. Bama, bama la camisa. Dame, dame pantalones. Dame, dame pantalones. Dame, dame un sombrero. Dame, dame la corbata. Dame, dame
time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.